So it's page 34, Sherry, the chapter of coming forth by day after forcing an entrance through the Amahet.
Amahet. It's like I am Amy. It's not like the M A M it. It's like M Amy.
Yeah. Very good. Here we go. The chapter of coming forth by day after forcing an entrance through Amahet. The Osiris Ani saith, Hail soul, thou mighty one of terror. Verily I am here. I have come. I behold thee. I have passed through the Tuat. I have seen Father Osiris. I have scattered the gloom of night. I am his beloved one. I have come. I have seen my Father Osiris. I have stabbed the heart of Suti. I have made offerings to my Father Osiris. I have opened every... Where are we?
Way, heaven and earth.
Yeah, I got a problem. There are weird things on my screen. I have opened every way in heaven. Yes, get rid of that icon. I have opened every way in heaven and on the earth. I am the son who loveth his fathers, and it's plural. And there's a S-I-C beside it as if it's an error. So I am the son who loveth his father, Osiris. I am a spirit body. I am a spirit soul. I am equipped. Hail every god and every spirit soul. I have made the way to Osiris. I, the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth. So that, they say, is a whole chapter, and I don't know if there's much to be said there, Ion. Any
comments? My stars, there's a ton. Yeah, there's a ton. Okay, this is there's a great big ton, and this is why we were hollering at Bert earlier, so he'd be all guffied up. See, what he's discovered, Bert, that is, number one, what he's discovered is that that these arenas that are being laid out here and in this realm are seamless, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He just did the OA movements because we said, hey, big old Bert, big old gargantuan thing, you do them. He said, okay. And then he was so lean and spry, boy, he was like a jackrabbit. Now he's so lumbering and all drippy and muscly and all that kind of foolishness, but he can still do it. He's still agile. He maintained his plurality. And so what this says is the distance and conditions that you come to from are to, if there should be an if clause, that's the sick, when you're trying to find the fathers, who loveth his fathers, Osiris, like Osiris is not more than one, then when you get spirit soul, spirit body, and spirit soul lined up, then you become equipped. You can slip in and out of these conditions that apparently for the dead are judged by the Tuat. But see, if you're not judged by the Tuat, then you have passed through it. And then you know things. Mm-hmm. You've seen things. You get things. You know what's the difference. Mm-hmm. Then, like Joe Biden, you can discern the difference between facts and the truth.
Okay, so this is another...
Okay, now hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. What this is this is acknowledging that there is a mind body, a soul body, and a spirit body. Now, we talked about the three kingdoms right after and before the tale of tea. Remember the tale of tea? Burning in the belly? Those apply, but they were all segregated then. But now you're crocheting a great big old Afghan, and the Afghan is all knitting together, not with pearls, but with chains. Chains, Papa, justify. Break the chain. Then what happens is once those are loosed, you have to be able to figure out if you're lost. See, road signs are real handy. They're good to have. They're really informative. They kind of give you an idea of what to expect or the conditions of your environment that lets you know that there's people exiting, that there's deer in the road, there's horses or buggies, or the bridge is ice before the road. I don't know what that even means, but they got big signs that tell you quickly that the bridge is ice before the road. And we go, not in Miami. Sometimes the road freezes before the bridges do. In Miami, if the slushy truck turns over, it's pretty ugly in Miami. But the signs give you a heads up of what's up. This is your bulletin board. This is your signage to let you know what's up. If you are equipped, hail every god and every spirit soul. I have made the way, brackets to Osiris. I, the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, not facts. Okay? So now you're noting your position. Now, this is handy even for you, you superior ascended God self, you, Dr. Carolyn Dean. This comes into your wheelhouse, too, because you've got to be aware of what you're doing. For example, you start turning something loose, you could be doing that in another kingdom. Remember the outer kingdom affecting the inner kingdom? But they're all kind of together now, so you can have blowover. And that'll call Schumer to get on the television and commit suicide.
Back to where you started. Okay. When you went off the road to the road signs, you said once they are loosed, you have to figure out if they are alive, and you mean alive or dead? Okay.
Yes.
And you do that by the signs.
That's correct. With what the condition, well, when we say that, with the signs, let's say the signs report condition. The signs report condition. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they come up and it said alligators crossing the road, you want to make sure your boots are strapped up really tight. Because there's alligators in the road, for Pete's sake. All right. Mm-hmm. But if it's coming, it says that you're coming into the east side of hell, and it's pretty tough. Then you need to know that.
Right.
But see, if you got your OA movements down pat, then you can navigate it if you get drug off somewhere. See, that's the condition, because all this stuff is happening. And then you got Boss Hog, Bob, J.R. Neverett, Beverett, whatever his name is today, stirring up everything, making messes everywhere, doing all kind of crazy things. That picks new little things in. He's throwing sawdust in there. Well, look what he did to CERN, for God's sake. Nobody even gives him any grief about that. Destroyed that entire project. He's on the tippy toe of antimatter. And he blowed it up with them damn cookie crumbs. He could have just stayed on the puffs and been all right. But no, he had to get them famous cookies and stole them. Well, it don't even be worth talking about anymore. It's pretty sad. But this navigation point is important. Especially if you don't have a tweed sport coat with elbow patches and patch pockets on the coat, sport coat.
Okay.
However,
so this is an important, could you say it's a pivotal point or just
it would be very pivotal. It would be very pivotal if you're birthed because all of a sudden now it starts to make sense. Because these things that are a little odd, a little off. Now it's going to say, hey, Jenny. She ain't going to bed yet. Hey, Jenny, this affects this as you too, Missy. What this does is it lets you see where you are and where you're to be, the condition between the two. So it's kind of like a signpost, basically, of noting it to keep you out of the side of the dead side, keeps you on the live side, keep on the sunny side of life. That's what they used to sing. Little Jimmy Dickens. You remember him, Carol? He's the governor of Louisiana.
Yes.
Him and that little Jimmy Dickens. You are my sunshine. Yeah, keep on the sunny side. It's the white sang that, too. It's a good song. But anyhow, it reminds you that there's a condition, another, an alternative path. See? And sometimes you feel that, and you notice, you can notice, like, I'm not 100%, or I'm 100% not where I want to be. So that's how you note that condition. But see, it's not fair, Carolyn, because you talk about pain as the most wonderful thing that could ever be. Because you say, pain tells me what's going on. That's my threshold to let me know what's up. I've got to have that. How else would I know how well off or bad off I am, you see? But everybody else, Bob, you can start at him with a pen, and he's ready to kid himself. Oh, I'm not doing that. Get away, you.
No, let's leave Bob out of it. Bob's eating. He's not going to bother us. So moving on, Ion.
Pizza then.
Moving on.
Oh, yes. That's a good chapter. That's a big chapter.
Okay, the next, yeah, there's the little tiny chapters, but like you're saying, there's a lot to be said. Thank you.
It's huge.
Next
and they play it that way. They play it that way on purpose so that you'll lay it by. You won't give it any credence.
Yes, that's the Clearwater
Revival version.
So the next little bitty chapter is titled The Chapter of Making a Man to Return to Look Upon His House on Earth. So is that like looking back like Lot's wife, not to be done?
No, it's a way that if you get slipped off and you're bound in the middle kingdom or the inner kingdom or the dead, the land of the dead, you need to borrow a body to get you back to check on the folks at home, see how your mom or them's doing. That's how you do it.
Wow.
Very handy.
Mm.
See, Carolyn, it's the thing that you've been saying, that fucked up biology totally has been saying over. You're eternal. So you can be here alive, or you can be here dead. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not some judgment that's being proliferated on yourself, like nuclear annihilation. It's more like the condition, if nuclear annihilation hits you, how do you survive? How do you work it up?
Yeah.
How do you build your kingdom in that realm? And, of course, you say, well, we just look at the obvious. We got to get our body where we can hold it up, get that Prussian brew, line it up just right so the body can take those rads and move through it. Don't you get yourself too perfect. Like, you see, you would just give solution to it.
Yeah.
That's what this
is. Yeah. Yeah, it takes charge.
And that's key 13. Good.
key 13. Well, that's knowing the known.
Right.
Wouldn't that be more like key 6, taking action?
No, because there's no action required. This is so you know. What if you were in the dead, land of the dead, and you were stone cold dead and didn't know it? That'd be a bitch, wouldn't it?
Okay.
There's the rub.
Okay.
So this is what to do once you know. So you're doing good. Better. We're going to say keep practicing, but now we're going to say quit it. Stop. You got him. You done it. You don't have to do no more. You're good.
No problem. I like my fingers. Yeah, my fingers type regardless. Irregardless.
Irregardless. That's irrespectively, irregardlessly.
Moving on. The Osiris Ani saith. This chapter continues. The Osiris Ani saith, I am the lion god who cometh forth with long strides. I have shot arrows, and I have wounded my prey. I am the Eye of Horus. I traversed the Eye of Horus at this season. I have arrived at the domains. Grant that the Osiris Ani may come in peace. And that's the end of that chapter. So we got the lion, arrows, we haven't heard of them before. We're wounding the Eye of Horus. That's an important symbol. So it looks like there's a few things going on there of which I have no idea.
The traversing the Eye of Horus, that's the point. The point is that you can look upon the house of the earth, because at the domains or whatever the dominion is, that's where you have to make sure that that Osiris, Ani, can get back. And so you can get back, but you can hook it up. Because, see, the lion is the Leo, that the whole Leo is a whole star constellation. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Far from Gibraltar.
Okay. And the importance of Gibraltar?
It's just a star constellation that gets you back to Andromeda. Path home.
Mm-hmm.
Not Gibraltar on the planet Earth.
Gotcha.
A portal to the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
That's right. Very good.
Thanks.
So then wash them nasty hands, you go. Wash them.
Leave my tissue alone. Leave my tissue alone. He's always cleaning up my tissue. No wonder he's washing his hands. And does everybody realize, I'm sure we said it last time, that Bob's washing his hands compulsively all these years. The whole world has to wash their hands now for at least 10 to 20 seconds after every time
he had to sing happy birthday, kiss my ass. 2 times.
Mm.
Or row your
boat.
Well, now that's not long enough. You can't do that because you have that in sections. That's row. You see that comes off? Then you have to wash your hands twice as it's going on at the same time because it's cast like a round. Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that.
Oh, well, you do it in group wash.
But you can't have a group. If you have a group, you're spreading the virus. Then you say one time, sing my motherfucking nigga. You can do that one time and scrub it real good. Karen, tell them about the benefits of those fingernail brushes. But don't, if you contaminate the fingernail brush, doesn't that bring that back to your fingernails or no?
I know. You bleed yourself, so then it's even worse. Crazy. That's what they made us do in the hospitals. Bleed ourselves with scrubbing.
But you got to scrub it. You got to scrub it because it's good. I mean, if you're going to be all that worried about it, you know. But we'd say just go catch it, and then you can just get over it, and you wouldn't have no trouble. But things are
okay, moving on.
Moving on.
We have another chapter. Here we go.
We're knocking them out, though. Look at here. They're knocking them out.
Yeah, whole page done already. It says, another chapter of the coming forth of a man by day against his enemies in Kurt Netter. The Osiris Nanny saith, I have divided the heavens.
Hold on. Listen to this. This is conditional. Now listen, we wish they would use if, but they never use if. It says, basically, with the inset, is I have divided the heavens. But basically what he's trying to say is, if I have divided the heavens, then I have cleft the horizon.
Mm.
This is what Bert's been doing hard. And we're going to give him credit. He's pretty bright. He kind of knows. He gets enough to be dangerous. But he sticks him to figure it out. It's going to get hot. So, now, we digress. We had to set the stage just a little bit. I have divided the heavens. Go ahead.
Yes, I have divided the heavens. I have cleft the horizon. I have traversed the earth following in his footsteps. I have conquered the mighty spirits because I am equipped for millions of years with words of power. I eat with my mouth. I evacuate with my body. Behold, I am the god of Tuat. Let these things be given unto me, the Osiris Ani, in perpetuity without fail or diminution. So you're saying the whole thing should be if, Ion.
Correct. And you missed the one thing to add that we want to make sure you got right here. It brought us back to this, so you did it perfectly. I have conquered the mighty spirit souls.
Oh, okay.
Now wait, that's key. No, it's key because you did it. I'm glad we worked this out in rehearsal, Carolyn, because it would just be good if we'd have done this otherwise. That's pretty good, huh? So if you can capture the spirit souls, okay, because you were equipped for millions of years with words of power,
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you eat with your mouth and shit with your ass, then mm-hmm. you can figure this all out. Meaning, mm-hmm. you can drive the dead people. Wait a minute, what? Are you saying you can make dead people do stuff? And we go, yeah, mm-hmm. you can make the boogeyman go get on somebody. You can make somebody fall out. You can make somebody wreck their car. You can make red lights change and then run it. But wait, no, 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 that's the tech body. No, you have this. Apparently, if you have enemies in Kurt Netter, you can fuck with them. Isn't that what Kanye was trying mm-hmm. to say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. You can fuck with them, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Appendix, they're telling us that this is from the Papyrus of Nu, Sheet 21. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then another chapter. The chapter of coming forth against enemies in Kurt Netter, which is what you just said. We can do that, and this looks like how we do it. The Osiris Nu saith, Hail, M.A.F., eater of his arm, I have passed over the road. Now, who's eating whose arm, Ion?
Amorous.
He's eating his own arm, and why?
That's what his name means, the eater of his own arm.
Why would you do that?
Well, you're in that kingdom. It's pretty normal.
Got it.
The scriptures say that if your arm offends you, it's better to have it cut off than to make it defile the whole body.
Yeah.
But that's a gangrene issue, isn't it, Dr. Dean?
Yeah, put that Pico Silver on. Continuing.
But I am. You're going to come up with that. That's going to come up again. The necrosis.
Okay.
We didn't mean to bring that up, but we didn't mean to bring that up. We didn't mean to, but we did.
No problem.
It's a good place for it because
festering.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's what this is. If this doesn't get unrequited, if it doesn't get settled, it's going to go gangrene. And then you won't be able to accept this one. No matter how heavy your hands are, you will not be able to breathe. You will never get good blood flow to it because it's rotten. And the necrosis is going to just eat itself away. And that's this point of, and so when that starts occurring and you have to deal with it, and you can go, oh, you must know MRF. That'd be fun.
Wow. Nice. Got it. All righty. Let's go. I am Ra. I have come forth from the horizon against my enemies. I have not permitted him to escape from me. I stretch out my hand like that of the Lord of the Earth Crown. I have lifted up my feet, even as the Ura'a goddesses lift themselves up. I have not permitted the enemy to be saved from me. As for mine enemy, he hath been given to me, and he shall not be delivered from me. I stand up like Horus. I sit down like Ptah. I am strong like Thoth. I am mighty like Tem. I walk with my legs. I speak with my mouth. I chase my enemy. He hath been given unto me, and he shall not be delivered from me. So it sounds like we're taking on all the attributes to make us more powerful.
Well, you already have that, darling. This is just how it applies. See, that's our rub. Our position is that you have all this already. But this allows you to navigate from that line. There are rules of cadence in the underbelly are different. They're different. It's kind of like when y'all went through the Thompson Quadrant of the Upside Down. Things didn't make sense. It wasn't right. Everything that you knew to be the solemn in the case, they said was a lie. Everybody you trusted, Carolyn, during the Upside Down, they said, oh, there's a scoundrel. It's terrible. It's this. It's that. when you knew better, but that's the only way it was presented. You're like, well, okay, I got to go with this. I mean, everything's on fire. What am I going to do? Well, that's what happened in that condition, and you lived through that firsthand. Well, Bob especially, because it was no good. To the next thing you know, that you had the potential in the Thompson Quadrant or the Upside Down that you could almost have the dark horse come after you. And instead, you got out, saw it, identified it, just like this is telling you how to do it, so you know how to then stand. And you would say, you are darling, but you would say, let's live our lives in such a way that we have no enemies. Be nice, but it rarely works out exactly like that, you see. There's the rub. So if you have an enemy, this is how that applies, and you can consume them like into a fire. Now, some people are going to hear this, and they're going to get the big dick syndrome. They're going to run around. Run Around Sue. Run, you know that song, Run Around Sue. Bob will find it. He'll play it long more than we want him to, but he'll play it. But the Run Around Sue, and they'll try to use it for people that they're trying to take advantage of. But you're going to find out what happens when you do that. So go on with your big bad self. You all that. Just make sure that your mouth don't write checks that your ass can't cash. That's all we say.
Yeah. That's like being angry is like you taking poison and expecting the other guy to die because it's always going to come back on you.
That's right. And but it tricks you though, Carolyn. They get full of party liquor, get drunk on their own liquor, and they run around like they know something. They've got just enough power to be dangerous. They're going around running around with a double-barrel butcher knife trying to lop somebody's damn head off, and like you say, they end up cutting their own throat to prove a point. So we want to solve that, because what if you're important and you do that? Well, if you end up there, then somebody's got to go get you. Well, they got to be plugged in enough to know you're there. You've got to find out how the Earth crown applies. Because the Lord of the Earth crown, now that goes all the way to your 420 elders. And no, Matthew Rose, we're not talking about 420 marijuana cigarettes either. Sorry, we had to give a little shout out there. We couldn't get it. We had to do. Keep it interesting.
Okay, good. Continuing, a hymn of praise to Ra, when he riseth upon the horizon, and when he setteth in the land of life, back to life now we are. Or Cyrus the scribe, and he saith, homage to thee, O Ra, when thou riseth as Tem-Heru Kuti.
Kuti.
Thou art to be adored. Thy beauties are before mine eyes. Thy radiance is upon my body. Thou goest forth to thy setting in the sextet boat with fair winds, and thy heart is glad. The heart of the matet boat rejoiceth. Thou strideth over the heavens in peace, and all thy foes are cast down. The stars which never rest sing hymns of praise unto thee, and the stars which are imperishable glorify thee as thou sinkest to rest in the horizon of Manu. O thou who art beautiful at morn and eve, O thou Lord who liveth and art established, O my Lord. Is Manu this horizon of Manu, is that earth?
What's left of it.
You mean when we only have the 28 countries?
Basically.
Yeah.
Look how it's laid. Look how that as thou sinkest to rest in the horizon of Manu. It's to the end.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
But see, there's no time, so there must be a realm where Manu is here. And some,
yes.
Some, your grandmother, Carolyn, your grandmother would look and say, this is. You know, this is where the devil's walking on the earth and dogs and cats are laying together. You know, it's run. It's over. We threw. We messed up. This is terrible. From their perspective, you see, civilized humans don't live here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well,
poor Evelyn.
If, as, you know, some people are predicting, even you, Ion, are alluding to that this virus and then the next one are going to do a lot of damage and doom us. I mean, you could see it happening if the airlines are shutting down. One crazy, crazy establishment in Nova Scotia that sells lobsters to China is not going to ship to China anymore, as if that could be a problem. It's crazy the way people are shutting themselves down. And that means they can just shut off whole countries.
Well, see, what they're afraid of, Carolyn, is that the China man has to pay with money, and when he puts the money in the bank and wire transfers it, and it may give the coronavirus through the wire transfer.
Now, I know, and
Carolyn,
people won't even drink Corona beer now because they have the virus.
Well, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be drinking Corona. They should be drinking Stella Artois. If you had a beer, you could have been Corona that is so bad you have to put a damn lime in it to drink the shit. Horse piss is not good. Take when you have Stella Artois, when you can drink something called Stella Artois, it's so much more beneficial. So, yes, they should drink Stella, not Corona. Good cleanup.
So, yeah, this, you know, ruining and all that is being said here is occurring right now. No,
well, honey, if you ever get out of the fifth gate again, and we pray God you don't, we're going to do everything we can to keep you in there. You wouldn't stay 5 minutes in Maui if you saw what it was really like. You wouldn't stay 5 minutes. You wouldn't even pack your shit. You walk off that bitch. Done. If you only saw it. Oh, that paradise, that queer line of paradise, or parasitic device that you line in, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Carolyn, there is no place that perfect, darling. There is no place that perfect.
Well, we have created it, and we love it.
You stay right there with it. Don't stay with it. Do what you want to. Isn't it amazing, no matter what they cut off, it always comes right back? I mean, no matter what they do, they'll cut the blooms off, and the next day the blooms are right back. That's not exactly normal.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, we like it,
just
and we're
saying.
Making it.
No. Just stay in the fifth gate, you're going to be fine. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, continuing. Homage to thee, O thou who art Ra, when thou risest, and who art Tem, when thou settest in beauty. There's Maui. Thou risest and thou shinest on the back of thy mother, Nut. O thou who art crowned the king of the gods, Nut welcometh thee and payeth homage unto thee, and Mat, the everlasting and never-changing goddess, embraceth thee at noon and eve. Thou stridest over the heavens, being glad at heart. And the lakes of testes is content. Testes, is that referring to testicles, Ion?
Yep. And actually it's talking about the scrotum, the sack that holds it all together. It's what pulls it so that it's hanging outside of the body, but yet it's still part of the reproductive system. The reproductive system. The lymphatic system is what it's making reference to.
Yeah. Got it. And just noticing all this EST, everything, risest, setest, EST, risest, shyness. What's with all the ESPs, Ion?
The mostest, the best, the mostest.
Yeah, bestest. Okay, so it's the, not the extreme, but the
fullest,
height.
The fullest, the good, fullest full, amount. The fullest amount.
Good, better, best. Good, better, bestest. Very good. Continuing, the Sebar fiend hath fallen to the ground. His four legs and his hind legs have been hacked off him, and the knife hath severed the joints of his back. Ra hath a fair wind, and the second boat setteth out on its journey and saileth on until it cometh into port. The gods of the south, the gods of the north, gods of the west, and the gods of the east praise thee, O thy divine substance, from whom all living things come into being. Okay, so a couple things. We've got all four directions here. That must be important, Ion.
Yes, it is. And you see, this is that shaking, the shaking or contingents. This is the contingent plan because it's coming at you from every side, or relief comes from every direction. And look at that now. The problem is coming at you on every side. You can't hide from it. You can't run from it. You're going to deal with this. It's going to look you right down your throat hole. And the help, the caring present help that you have for your deliverance that draweth nigh comes from the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent. Nice. It's pretty good. What's wrong with Hunter Biden?
Oh, poor Hunter. Man, everything that comes out about him, it gets worse and worse. Now, this divine substance, is that like
rhymes with living water. Rhymes with living water.
Yeah. The divine substance is living water. Nice. Bob, get me some
We're
living
so happy.
Water right now.
People are coming on. It's coming on pretty quick, Carolyn. They're catching up enough that now the living water practically won't kill anybody. So much wonderful.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Good. We're very happy. They're working hard.
Mm. Awesome.
It's good.
Continuing, thou didst send forth the word when the earth was submerged with silence, O thou only one who didst dwell in heaven before ever the earth and the mountains came into being. Okay, so they're talking about time, but they're negating time at the same time, right, Ion?
it's where did it come from? Where did it go? Where did it come from? Where did it go? How does it apply? Does it apply to me? No. Yes. No. Yes. Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a red light. Does that apply to me or to everybody? Is that red light for them and I can go right on through it? Because if everybody else was going to stop, I shouldn't have to, right? It's a suggestion, right? Well, this is what it's laying out. It's what's a rule and what's a suggestion.
Got it. Continuing. Hail, thou runner, Lord, only one, thou maker of the things that are, thou hast fashioned the tongue of the company of the gods, thou hast produced whatsoever cometh forth from the waters, thou springest.
Oh, waters. What?
Waters. Woohoo. Bring me that water, Bob.
Get the good tumblers. No, get the good tumblers. You got water tumblers.
Yeah.
Get them.
Yeah, he's got the good ones.
It's
okay, hang on.
We're good.
It's still sweet, Ion. It's amazing.
You still think it's sweet? Well, it's better than acrid, we guess, but it's strange because it doesn't seem sweet. Doesn't seem sweet, but I guess it's working. It's doing you good.
Yeah. Thank you. Continuing, thou springest up out of them above the submerged land of the Lake of Horus. Let me breathe the air which cometh forth from thy nostrils. Let me breathe the air which cometh forth from my nostrils, and the north wind which cometh forth from thy mother Nut. Make thou my spirit soul to be glorious, O Osiris. Make thou my heart soul to be divine. Thou art worshipped as thou settest, O Lord of the gods. Thou art exalted by reason of thy wondrous works. Shine thou with...
So it is your damn fault. Oh, Carolyn Dean. Okay, so you admit it. Good. That's good. And that breathing the air that comes from your nostril, that's because the air that comes out of your nostril is carbon dioxide.
I know.
When you start breathing carbon dioxide, it's pretty clear. They're setting the stage. See, he's amazing. The dead people have got this shit more put together than you gods have. Craziest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pimping y'all out for godhood, and you stay in the dead. We ought to spend our time with the dead and play with the dark soul Bob and get the gods, get the dead to become gods to rule the earth again. If y'all don't hurry up with it, the rocks are going to cry out. Glory and honor. It's coming.
Yeah.
7:11.
It's coming. And this, breathing air from the nostrils, the CO2, is that part of the carbon excess access?
It is. It'll be a carbon ester.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, my.
And if it gets there before negative pH, it'll be a carbon acid ester. But after negative pH, it'll just be a carbon ester.
An ester is a chemical compound derived from an acid in which at least one OH hydroxyl group is replaced by an O alkyl oxy group. Usually esters are derived from carboxylic acid and an alcohol. So carbon and oxygen at play.
Yes.
At play.
In tow. In tow.
Got it. Continuing. Shine thou with the rays of light upon my body, day by day, upon me, Osiris the scribe, the assessor of the divine offerings of all the gods, the overseer of the granary of the lords of Abydos, the real royal scribe who loveth thee, Ani, whose word is truth and peace. Now, granary, that's the first time we've heard about grains and granary, correct, Ion?
No, they've referenced bread of living water a couple of times. They're just cheeky about it. See the rub here again. The dead got it going on more than some of the live ones do. Just saying.
Fun.
Did you find this batch overdone? Or did you find this batch overdone?
Oh, no, I forgot to mention. No, it seemed to me to be pretty perfect. Yep, pretty perfect.
Because he thought it was overdone, but you would always say, no, it wasn't quite done enough. So good.
Well, you know, I just toast mine, so I change the composition with the toasting, so maybe I'm not the best judge. Mm.
Oh no. But in a convection oven it changes it from a 20-minute to a 30-minute. That's the difference. A 10-minute. 350 convection.
Oh.
That's what we wanted to see.
Oh.
But see, for him, it was almost too much, too dark, too heavy. But but you said, no, if you're not careful, it wasn't like, it's not gummy, but it wasn't like done inside because it's so dense.
Mm.
The denseness is what makes you have to cook it that long. Because normally you'd cook it 10 minutes and it'd be enough. But there's so much to it. The girth of it is so...
Mm-hmm.
It's not heavy, but it's a heavy bread. It's a heavy mm-hmm. bread. Does that make sense? Yeah. It's not like rolls, a puff roll.
Well, it has heavy ingredients. The ingredients themselves are dense. They're not like, fly away white flour, that's for sure.
Correct. That's right. Okay. And notice it's filling, but you know how when some people who don't eat gluten and don't eat breads and stuff, If they eat, it just lays in their belly, and it makes them miserable, you know, just makes them miserable. This isn't like that. It doesn't do that in your gut.
No, not at all.
Which is odd. It's odd because the consistency is different. But now you got to be careful because here again, you're laying this in a condition that you're already in a way different place. You see? Because over time it evolves and does its thing. So somebody that's not ascended, that's blowed up with GERD and all those other nasty words that we can't even say, let alone have, of course it would be just like knocking them off. It'd be like giving them a painkiller with a 410 shotgun. It'll stop. 410 shotgun will stop your pain. We promise. It'll quit it.
I know. It's like you're saying, Ion, with the living water and the bread of life, they are such revolutionary substances that they're bound to cause some shifting when people take them. So it's hard to just put them out. It's hard.
Now what's happening, you've got enough now. Folks are coming along enough now that it's going to be, catch them up and keep on going. Catch them up and keep going. They're doing good. Mm-hmm. They're actually doing very well. And they know it. See, you can listen to their questions. You can listen to them talking. Now, Bob will get started and he'll go slay them and chop their fucking heads off. But that's what he always does. You know, that's why you have LaRouche Quadrant, so you can have something to complain about, of course, but that's fine enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to bring it back to Marge Stewart to say that this message is a medium, not a large or a small. The message is medium. And so the commonplace, even these words would fit into Finnegan's Woke. These words would fit into the Best of Ulysses, you see. Because it's what makes Bloomsday valid. You're like, wait a second. But you understand Leopold Bloom was the connection between the live and the dead. Right? Bob will play with that. Oh, Lord, you're going to hear on a Thursday, on a bad Thursday night, you're going to listen to that for about 3 hours, Dr. Dean. Sorry.
You better get you a massage
appointment for about 5:30. You'll want to get away right quick before he does all that, because he's going to blow that to death, as you know.
Cool. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate our Thursdays. Okay, continuing.
Yeah, great.
Praise be unto thee, O Osiris, the Lord of Eternity, Unnefer Heru Kuti Harmachis, whose forms are manifold, whose attributes are majestic. Praise be unto thee, O thou who art Thatseeker Tem in Anu, thou Lord of the Hidden Shrine, thou creator of the house of the Ka'afat, Het Ka'afat, and of the gods therein, thou guide of the Tuat, whose art glorified when thou settest in new the sky. Iris embraceth thee in peace, and she driveth away the fiends from the entrances of thy paths. Thou turnest thy face toward Amitat, and thou makest the earth to shine as with refined copper. Those who have lain down in death rise up to see thee. They breathe the air, and they look upon thy face when the disk riseth on the horizon. Their hearts are at peace since they behold thee, O thou who art eternity and everlastingness. So I guess from that, it's about the eternity that we're seeking.
No, it's about Isis coming to the gratification that it makes no never mind. So if you're dead, bring them back. If they're not dead, kill them and then bring them back. Doesn't make any difference. See? Because what you lay down in death, you rise up to see. You breathe the air and you look upon the face when the disk riseth on the horizon. you know, that little place on Bob's neck, the little thing on that side on this, like when he turns his head, like the Sphinx on the side, when that opens up in the disk in the sky, you can see that place where you start to go to toward the sun, then you'll know. Too wet to plow.
My phone escaped, so we've got to go back. And let's go back to when I said it's about the eternity that we are seeking, and you said no, mm-hmm. It's about Isis coming to the gratification of what?
Isis coming to the gratification of both sides, of both markers, of both conditions. Both.
Both with being
so
what?
If you're dead,
eternity and not eternity.
No, live and dead.
Yeah.
You lay down and you're dead, and you can get you up, then death ain't no big deal. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you know how to get back, if you got these things hooked up, right, then you don't worry about death anymore because it's like, well, hurry up and kill me, motherfucker. Kevin Gates said it. Then you say you don't like me, well, then shut up or kill me. See?
Because
now, if you know this, then you can go right there, and those who have laid down in death rise up to see thee. They breathe the air. They look upon thy face when the disc riseth on the horizon. That's when Bob's, the thing on Bob's neck, when he looks at the sideways on his profile, on the Sphinx, and on his real face, and on the real sun, that little disc, when that opens up, when it riseth on the horizon, you'll be able to see it. Because as you get closer to it, what happens is it looks bigger. Like sometimes when the moon is full, it looks like it's huge, like it fills the whole sky. Just because it gives that appearance from the way it goes, that's the point. It looks bigger from perspective. What this is talking about, Karen, is perspective. Yeah.
But it's mentioning eternity several times. So is eternity just a word for being able to get back when you're
dead?
So it's no big deal?
Yes, but, yeah, well, if you do... See, there's the rub. That's right. If you do, it's great. It's great. If you do, but if you don't have this and you get caught in the wrong side, then you spend eternity in the hell house.
I gotcha. So, yeah, the eternity can be in life or in death.
Yeah, and it, look here, and it even gets our grounding metal. It even gets our grounding metal.
Yeah.
And thou makest the earth to shine as with refined copper. Remember the anodized copper? The grounding, when people have grounding issues?
Yeah.
The copper.
Yeah.
Can you see, can they eat copper, enough copper to hurt them? Is there a way that you get enough to copper?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's
you
the
can,
question.
People got copper poisoning from all the copper plumbing, women from copper IUDs. There's a lot of excess of copper, but you still need bioavailable copper, such as happens to be in our Remite, in order to run your body properly.
Good. And then see that in that grounding, some, and now that, like you say, that you would say some people are sensitive. So that's not true. It's not sensitivity. It's the amount they need to be grounded. If you're already well grounded, you don't need as much copper added to. And sometimes people who have issues, now, they complain about it. We see them as perfect, but they complain or run with it, the thing, with some people that they say that are heavy. But then Bob says everybody's fat. You know, if you don't weigh 65 pounds, who thinks you're morbidly obese? You know, when you're the world's tallest midget, Carol, and everybody's huge, but the larger girth sometimes is explained from a question of grounding. And we've talked about that to death, that you want to be grounded. Yeah. So you'll make yourself be groundable. You'll make your body shape and form so that you're not comfortable at higher elevations. Like, you can make yourself big enough that you wouldn't feel comfortable climbing a ladder to clean out the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Bob and you're 12 pounds, you just shimmy up the ladder. Well, Bob ain't gonna do nothing, but Bob would have somebody do it. You know, Carolyn, get somebody to
turn
up the ladders. You know how it goes.
Okay.
That is agile. Agility does not mean that you're grounded. That's what they confuse, which sometimes makes them want to hold weight, which isn't necessary. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong, but you want to have it balanced so you can function. That's the point.
Perfect. Now, an interesting next point, it's not a chapter, it just is in capitals saying the solar, S-O-L-A-R, litany.
Yeah.
Can you say what that refers to, Bob?
The hole that you're going through in the sun.
Oh, that's the hole in the sun.
Ooh. Yeah.
The next line I have is capitals, the solar litany. That's the hole we go through, the hole in the sun. Yeah. And Bob is... Say that in unmuted, Bob. He's getting there.
Finally gets to Dobbstown. Dobbstown's role.
Yeah.
R-O-L-E.
Yeah. With a beer back of, with a beer back of never, with a beer back of never.
And a roll in the hay.
Yeah, well,
the solar garden was
watermelon hay.
Solar government, the world government was the LaRouche Quadrant, peaked in 1960. Solar government peaked in 1965. That was the McLuhan Quadrant. The universal government peaked in 1970, Thompson Quadrant. And the mythic government peaked in 1980 with the Croker Quadrant. And in 1990 was lockdown Bob Rule, 1990 to 2020.
FEMA cramp.
Yeah.
Okay, are we good here? Will I continue? Bob?
That's pretty good.
Let's see how long we've gone.
I think so.
We started at 5:30. Oh, yeah, it's been about an hour. We usually go about an hour.
I think so, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm good. I could continue, but
so
I think
page,
I'm good here.
That's page 35. That's page 35. You're halfway
the
there, Carolyn. And you're
God.
Halfway there. You're halfway there.
What is it, 69 pages? 69?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
60.
Yeah.
69, I think, Carolyn.
Really?
What? Yeah, McLuhan's number.
Mm-hmm.
69.
Thank you very much, Ian. Fun again.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Now, to get taken, normally we say be easy about it and don't be all serious. Forget we ever said that about this. This is serious. This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to look at it, you need this. It's not Howard Stern. This is the real deal. So get it or don't. Mm-hmm. We don't care. There is no quiz. There is no quiz. There is no test. You get it, you don't. It's all right with us. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Please yourself.
That,
freely is it available for all
series?
Who will. Whosoever will.
Cover the whole series.
And that's good. Yeah.
Whoever will be smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever will, Bob.
Yes, whoever is smart
whosoever
enough.
Whosoever will.
But pay attention.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ian.
You're welcome.